Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I really enjoy fruit, and I bet you do too. Apples, plums, pineapple, grapes. The Bible tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, and more. This fruit of the Spirit is the sweet kind of fruit we can have inside of us. Let's sing the fruit of the Spirit.
The fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. The fruit of the Spirit is peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. The fruit of the Spirit is meekness and temperance. Against such there is no law. The fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. The fruit of the Spirit is peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. The fruit of the Spirit is meekness and temperance. Against such there is no law.
Can you think of Bible stories with angels? I can. God sent angels to tell the shepherds that baby Jesus was born. God also sent angels to protect Daniel in the lion's den. You probably haven't met your angel, but the Bible tells us that they are here to help us. Let's sing, Jesus Sends the Angels.
Jesus sends the angels, angels, angels. Jesus sends the angels who watch me when I'm playing. Jesus sends the angels, angels, angels. Jesus sends the angels who watch me while I'm walking. Jesus sends the angels, angels, angels. Jesus sends the angels who watch me while I'm sleeping.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? We're going to play a special guessing game about songs. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the song, or I will start to hum it and you tell me the name of the song. Are you ready? This one starts with the word Jesus, and it has to do with his love for us, and it sounds like this. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Jesus loves me.
That's right. Jesus loves me. Okay, here comes the next one. This one is a song we sing at Christmas time. It has to do with telling others about Jesus. Do, 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 do. Which one is it?
Go to a mountain.
The last one is about how much Jesus loves the little children. Do, 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 do.
Jesus loves the young children.
Good job. Do you love to sing?
Yes.
Can you sing when you're sad?
Yes.
Can you sing when you're happy?
Yes.
Let's sing, just like they did in our story today. Today's story is about men singing, even when they were in a sad place. Let's have prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for our Bible stories about true people who honored you in all they did. Please help us to be good little workers and good little listeners. In Jesus' name, amen. In our last story, we learned about Paul. Paul was a brave missionary for Jesus. Paul had a friend named Silas who helped him tell others about Jesus. Do you have a friend? I hope you all have friends. My really good friend is my husband. His name is Josh. Many people listened to Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas told other people about Jesus, and lots of people listened. But some bad people didn't want Paul and Silas to tell about Jesus. They put Paul and Silas into prison, and they even put chains on them to keep them from running away. Other people were in the prison too. They were probably there because they had done bad things. But did Paul and Silas do anything bad? No, they didn't, but they were there in prison. They didn't pout. They didn't whine. Instead, they sang happy songs. Even though the chains on them were hurting them, they chose to sing and to pray. Suddenly, the ground shook them very hard. The big prison doors opened wide up. It was an earthquake. The chains fell off the prisoners. They were free. All the people in the prison could have run away, but they didn't. Paul and Silas told them to stay. The prison keeper was so afraid, it was his job to make sure the prisoners didn't run away. But when the prison keeper saw that Paul and Silas had kept everyone there and no one ran away, he fell down on his knees and he thanked them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You saved my life. Then the prison keeper took Paul and Silas out of the prison and to his very own home. He wanted Paul and Silas to tell him all about the Jesus who helped them to sing when they were in prison. Paul and Silas told the prison keeper and his family that Jesus loved them and he wanted them to be safe too. Then the whole family chose to trust and obey Jesus, and they were so happy. The bad people who put Paul and Silas in prison now knew that Jesus is stronger than Satan. So they let Paul and Silas go free. We can be cheerful missionaries for Jesus no matter what happens, just like Paul and Silas. We can sing songs to Jesus even when bad things happen, just like Paul and Silas did. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Acts 16:31. Believe on Jesus and you will be saved. Point up to Jesus in heaven. When we say believe on Jesus and give yourself a big hug, like you were hugging Jesus as we say, and you will be saved. Believe on Jesus, point up to heaven, and you will be saved. Give yourself a big hug. Now let's say it together. Believe on Jesus.
Believe on Jesus.
And you will be saved.
Saved.
Acts 16:31. It's time to pray. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes. Dear Jesus, please help us to always be
brave missionaries for you,
no matter what happens to us. Amen.
Amen.
Our closing song today is Marching to Zion. Zion is another name used for heaven. Let's follow Jesus there. The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.